right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Shit. I didn't know that we were on so quick.
Yeah, that you just ran in here.
I don't think anybody knows.
Who?
Well, Novak's upstairs. I got Jesse here.
Just Jesse.
Red Mohawk. And Shit Goose is coming with some Coronas.
Sweet.
I kind of need one because it's... Huh?
I need one to neutralize that hangover from your birthday.
What's the problem here? Novak.
Oh, yeah, Bam's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, no,
what's
Bam's
problem?
Birthday.
What happened between you and Missy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. The last time... Well, apparently what Manny told me the problem was because Manny and Missy, you know, I think they make out on the side or something. But apparently, when we were shooting that time in the hot tub,
mm-hmm.
she thinks that I took her car to go score some illegal drugs, which I did, and I took Manny's car. That's truth. I took Manny's car. And then apparently, yeah, okay.
Do you know why?
You know why?
Yes, I know why.
Tell
why?
Why is she mad at me? I don't know why.
It has nothing to do with that.
Just say
it has
why.
To do with the next day when you remember you took your car for that, but we took her car because we all went to go get cigarettes later. And you told Missy, yeah, I took your car. What are you so stupid? You didn't realize it was in a different spot.
I don't think I said so stupid.
Yeah. Yes, you did. It was like rude the way you said it.
I didn't mean it.
Okay, well, that's why you need to go tell her yourself.
Well, I will, but I just didn't understand why. And then what I really thought she was mad about, because last time when I came here, when we were sitting there doing the radio show, and I came from that fucking faggot baseball game where he fucked half the people on the field, babe.
Yeah,
I'm fucking watching these fat fucking, you know, Hawaiians and everything else when they're running fucking from first to third and skim tight pants weighing 280, and you're like, yeah, my girlfriend fucking sucked every part of that body, great. But so I come here and she's like, oh, and Bam's like, no, he's been the sun all day, and I hear, oh, it looks like he's been on more than that, and then ever since that night, I've never had a word since. So I fully want the argument to end. I don't even have I don't want a problem. Like when in New York when I saw you,
dude, this has to get soft because this is stupid.
In New York when I saw you, I wanted to give her a hug and she totally turned her back on me.
Well, tell her. Let me go get her.
I just have to get her and she's in the bathroom or something. So Bam's going to get Missy and we're going to try to resolve this because it does suck, guys. You know, Jess.
What's going on, Novak? I can't even see you, but how you doing?
Good, man. How you been?
Pretty good.
I can see you now. Red Mohawk's in the house.
Where were you at last night, Bran?
Bam didn't fucking invite me.
Well, he didn't, like, tell anybody.
Yeah. So I'm going to ride over here, and I don't have dick for money, so I'm looking around in the car for a present for him, so I find a 99-cent bag of chips, and I just write a note on it and give it to him. You know?
I saw him the night before.
I'm fucking hurting, man.
All right, well, did you guys party hard?
Ryan Dunn kept buying me whiskey, and that shit kills me the next day.
Whiskey? What are you drinking? Wait, what?
Yeah, it was Crown Royal.
I just had three shots of Crown Royal, and I can honestly say the note probably has the best shots of Crown Royal that I've had in a lot of bars. For some reason, I think there's a little bit of water added to it or something, because it's so smooth, it just goes down.
Oh, yeah, they water that shit down.
No, but not much. Just enough to where, like, you don't get that breath or where you have to breathe out your mouth because it's so strong, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just perfect. It's fucking brilliant.
Right on. So, you've been to the new bar, right?
I just came from there, asshole.
Oh, you were just there?
I just told you that.
Dude, it's coming together very nicely, man.
I think it looks good.
Yeah, they're working everything out.
I had a meeting there. I'm pretty important.
CKY's playing there. Two nights.
And Dream Seller, the book comes out October 7th in Barnes & Noble. If you want to find out about it, go to www.dreamsellerthebook.com.
She won't come down.
Plug. See, that's what I mean. Why?
I don't know.
What the hey, see, that's a problem.
I don't know.
I mean, I can't. I mean, if I go up there, then you accuse me of fucking taking something. So I'm stuck in the middle here, dude. What do I do?
I don't know.
Thank you.
I feel weird right now.
I felt weird the last time we were in New York because we can't be friends like we usually are.
Well, all right. Let me just. I'm going to play a song, and you need to go up and talk to her.
If she doesn't want to come down, how can I violate her room and go
I
up
there?
I
think that she just doesn't want to talk about it on the radio.
You're just going to get me in more trouble.
No.
You just want to see
dude,
more.
Dude, she feels weird. She won't
I
even come down.
Too.
What the fuck?
I was telling Mandy on the way here, I said, you know what? It really sucks because, like, he's one of my best friends in the world, and, like, I can't even go over like I used to because, like, I'm wanted on one half and I'm not wanted on the other half, but they're married, so it's equal. You know what I mean? Like, it's got
to
be
really
a 50.
You really need to say you're sorry, and that might change the situation.
Yeah.
I will. I'll say I'm sorry till my fucking face is blue. That's nothing new to me, but.
Go up and say that you're sorry and please come down.
What song am I going to miss while you do this?
Track
not
9.
Funny.
Of what?
I Am Ghost. From Long Beach. Pretty good. Let's rock out. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction Good Talk.
I want to say sorry.
What's wrong is Missy's mad at Novak, and she doesn't want to, A, talk about it, and she doesn't, like, he's trying to apologize, and she doesn't want to come down. Like,
I don't know what I did wrong, but I'll apologize.
I don't know what to do, like,
because it's making our friendship weird, and it's making everything weird, and I don't know what I did wrong, but if I did anything wrong, I will apologize. I'm sorry, Missy.
Or you
can
take this mic up and try to talk to her.
No, she wants no. She wouldn't even unlock the door.
Talk
she
to
said,
her through the door.
I had to knock like 5 times for her to say what, and I said, Missy, can I speak to you for a second? She said, I have nothing to say. Like, I don't know, but I will apologize. I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I don't want anyone to be weird.
I'll apologize through the door.
What's this, Romeo and Juliet?
Why did this have to happen now? Like, we're live on the radio, and then this just happened, like, the second we went on air.
Your guess is as good as mine, bro. I don't know.
Not to mention, I drank a fucking whole bottle of Crown Royal yesterday because it was my birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday!
Thanks.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Bam Bam.
First night, you threw up.
I know. And I'm not 29, I'm 20 fine.
Age is just a number, man. Who cares if you're fucking 45?
I went over to Jazz's house and he was bragging about this, like, nice ass bottle of Crown Royal that cost him $300. So
you took it.
I put it in my pants.
I knew you would.
And then I just started laughing. He's like, what are you laughing about? And like, you totally didn't know. So then I just stole it.
You took your then birthday I felt, present from me against my will.
That was your present to him?
Well, yeah.
Well, he took it. And then we sat at the kitchen table for a good hour. And you're sitting there with a bottle of Crown Royal in your pants the entire time.
Yeah.
We get in the car, that bottle's piss ass warm.
Yeah, I still
drank
it.
So did you drink it last night for your birthday or the night before?
I've been kind of on like a 2-day bender.
So are you taking right now? Is now you're off from the bender now? Or are you?
I mean, I'm just. I've had
you're
a,
just here.
I've
taking
had
a quick break.
I've had a Guinness today, and now I'm trying to sip on this Corona.
I had 2 shots of Crown at your bar, the Note Man, and they probably make the best shots of Crown I've had in town in a long time.
All you have to do is open the bottle and pour it in.
What's
up, Fana? I heard Fana was doing it too.
Yeah, Fana was in there with me.
Yeah. Fana Bandana, where the fuck were you last night, asshole?
Girlfriends.
Yeah. Oh, you fuck ass.
I heard.
Girlfriends? Whoa, Hannah, you packing meat you're not telling us about?
Where are you at, Hannah?
We can't hear him.
Okay.
How about now?
Okay, yeah.
Too loud.
I was at my house.
Jerking off the porn
your
on the website?
Your whole band was there, a-hole.
Yeah, well, I'm a dick. What do you want me to do?
You missed my birthday to go hump?
I didn't fuck. I was at home.
So you didn't even get humped, and then you didn't even come to my birthday?
I have a little problem with an illegal car.
What?
It's not legal.
You just
Why
told
not?
Me the car was legal.
No, I didn't. I said I had insurance.
I said you have a license now and the car has got insurance. And you said, yeah, that car is fine. That's
no,
what you just
no,
told me
no.
at the bar.
I said I have insurance and I have a license.
Yeah.
Those are both true.
Yeah.
But it's not expected.
I remember I got pulled over with Hannah once and he didn't have insurance on his car. And he's just like, I can't fit it in my budget. Like, it's mandatory.
That's the story of my life, man.
He bought. No, this is what happened. The idiot was working at UPS, and he was making, like, double the amount of money that he usually does. And he's like, holy shit, if I keep this up, then I could get a NASCAR truck. So then he goes and gets the NASCAR truck. It turns out it was during December when all the packages are going back and forth because it's Christmas time. And then when it's January, he's like, shit, man, how come it's not...
Where'd
like-
all my overtime go?
Well, so then they went and repoed your car.
Dude, man, oh man, I was in the dark.
Hannah, tell me, like, what was it like when they showed up and we're just like, we're taking your car?
I was there for like 4 minutes.
Where?
I went home in my house to change to go to work. And by the time I got outside, they were the car.
Dude,
was on
they're
the
quick like that. And I'll tell you,
it was on a flatbed.
That's like the Philadelphia Parking Authority.
the Parking Wars show.
If they want to be dicks, they don't even let you clean it out.
He let me get all my shit out of there. It was nice.
Tell me the conversation.
There is none.
That was it.
We were like, yo, man,
they
what are you doing?
Tell him they're taking it.
Yeah, he was like, your car's being repossessed.
I told you.
Why?
Why?
What else?
He didn't pay for it.
What did you say?
Half the story is true, but I'm not gonna. I'll let it be.
Did you get anything out of the car?
Tell me, I'm dying to know.
Yeah, I want to know the story because I've told that story like 10 times, so I want to know the truth.
Thank you.
Tell me what
you told the wrong story.
Tell me the story.
not going to get it.
Clear it up for us. Clear it up for us right now.
I was working full-time for UPS. They promised me a full-time job. Then they cut me back down to part-time, which was like, which was what we normally worked. So I worked a full-time driver almost a whole year. And then they kicked me back down to from $800 a week to $140 a week.
Why do you pay your car insurance? Because I don't have any money.
So then I got that job doing that detail shop, and I got caught up on my... The only part that pisses me off is like, okay, fine, I stop paying my payments or whatever. Yeah,
but then I got
caught up again, and then they took it. I was like, what the fuck? Why couldn't you take it when I was like 2 months behind? Why'd you have to wait for me to get caught up again and then take it?
Dude, they just repoed Mandy's car last week. It was like 3 in the morning, and we see the headlights pointing in the driveway, and we thought it was our neighbors coming back from the bar. And it was $150 I was supposed to pay her. I was in the doghouse, man. I was like 2 steps from getting kicked out of the house last week. So I had to buy her a fucking $300 stupid fucking handbag. So,
you want it back, huh?
So listen, for over $150, I had to pay $1,400 fucking dollars, man.
Jesus.
$1,400
to pay the rest of the car off? No, because they took it on a Wednesday. We couldn't back. We couldn't get it back till Monday.
The weekend charge.
And they closed every day at 3:30. Yeah. Dude, they just fucked me every which way with Sunday, man.
Remember when you borrowed your girlfriend's car when you were on heroin and you flipped, you tumbled it over?
Yeah, that frat boy was filming me, man. I wanted to kill that fucker, dude. I had some fucking 5-beta Phagma with some fucking high VHS camera filming me flipping out. I mean, I'm running in circles, flipping out high as a kite. I flipped the car 3 times. Hit 2 cars on a 4-lane road, a major road. And there's this idiot with all his frat brother faggots laughing, filming me. And the cops are trying to catch me. And I don't give a fuck about the cops. I'm chasing the fucking filmer guy in circles trying to smash his camera. Meanwhile, I found these like 12-year-old girls on the side. I'm like, I need you to hold this. And when I'm done with it, give it back to me. And I get him a handful of drugs. And now they're stoked because they're like part of the whole like scheme of things. And the cops are like, are you high? I'm like, no, I'm not high. I just flipped a car. Of course I'm nervous. Like, why are you so nervous? Because I just fucking totaled 3 cars. What, wouldn't you be nervous, you fucking pig? And they're like, well, maybe it's a point.
Tell Ed.
So, well, I mean, I love Ed. Ed's cool, but Ed's not a pig. But most of them, I mean, a lot of them are. I mean, I have a lot of cop friends, too, so... But
yeah. I'm pretty much friends with all the cops in Westchester now.
Yeah, you're better off being friends with them than enemies. You're not going to get anything from being enemies except lawsuits.
Aaron is, he's a cop. He used to be my neighbor.
Aaron let me off a lot of times, man. I remember one time, dude, I had your Audi, and I was doing like 120 back to your house, and I had like 3 broads in the car, and they were down for basically 3 plus me as a foursome.
I love how so, you look back. You like look back, like
I gotta make sure she's out of the room. Yeah. So we're gonna. I mean, I got pockets full of fucking party favors. We're gonna do everything this night, and I'm doing 120 on it. And I pull right past where they sit, where that pool, you know, where you can enter into the pool where they always sit. You know, where you're coming right into town. And I'm like, I'm doing like literally almost 100 on the side road to come back to the bathroom. I was like, why is this car keeping up to me? And all of a sudden the lights come on, and I got warrants in every fucking county. I'm like, so I tell a bitch, I'm like, call Bam, call him and tell him I'm going to jail, and my his car's getting repossessed, and you know, and I give her the drugs, and it was Aaron, and they run my name and everything, and for some reason no warrants popped. Well, the warrants probably did pop up, but Aaron let it slide and just gave me a shitload of tickets, and when they do NCIC, it goes worldwide. They basically let one of the fucking dumb broads drive home, and we got back to the house.
Who were they?
Oh, Christ, I don't remember, dude. It was, you know how many girls have been brought back here?
Was it Eero?
Eero? No, that psycho bitch went in that car that night. These are three freshman meets.
She barfed while you were humping her.
She fucking barked while I was humping her, and then when she reached her climax, she punched a hole in his wall. So now that I have fucking washed his sheets, I also have to buy a new poster to cover up his fucking hole in his wall.
God, I have nightmares about that night. It's 4 in the morning, and all I hear is drunk Novak being like,
"You come yet? You come yet, bitch? Well, what about now? Did you come yet now? How about now?"
Now she's going to because you keep...
Come yet, bitch. I hear she's still strolling around town, man. She's pretty fucking hot. Seen her lately?
She is hot.
You seen her lately?
No.
Man, I could have scored with one of your bartenders the other night.
What happened?
Remember, I did the list.
Oh,
pros
yeah,
and cons.
The one you're all bragging you got her number. Told you nothing was going to happen.
Oh, psh, nothing happened because I didn't call.
Yeah.
Shit. Mohawk. Don't underestimate me, buddy. I got the fucking fuck me lines, all right?
Not anymore, fatty.
Well, yeah?
I can call anybody fatty.
Yeah, we should fuck because I'm an author now.
I am an author. Max and Man Bam are going to be on Preston and Steve next Monday morning.
Anyone of you lovely ladies want to hump the author? That's me.
The author formerly known as Novak.
Yeah, don't call me Novak no more. Call me the author.
The author.
Yeah.
That's what I should got on my knuckles instead of fucking yard work. I was cutting my grass the other day. I looked down at my knuckles. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I swear to God, I was full on cutting my grass, and I looked down. I'm like, man, my life is going to shit.
Cotton grass like a normal dude.
Speaking of going to shit, I've always been talking about this tattoo that I wanted to give Novak, which is
what?
Which is me coming on his arm, and then they just traced it.
Oh, they did it. It's a fucking beauty, too. Look at it.
And it's how I did it was... Bill was over here with the tattoo gun, and I had to blindfold him, and I had
a
porno playing on a laptop, and I put his head under the pillow because I couldn't look at him, and I was like really trying to concentrate. Man, it was hard.
That was the least gay you could make.
But the question I have is
it was so gay though.
The question I have though is that when I brought up that meeting the other day, you fully beat around the bush on the whole deal,
dude. Because
I covered. I followed your story
because I can't. I'll tell you when I play a song.
Right.
What did either of you get out of that?
Nothing.
It was pure story.
It was so gay. It is. It's funny. It's a funny story.
You didn't enjoy it. He didn't enjoy it.
No, it was
horrible. Why did it happen?
It was horrible.
That's how all tattoos should be.
Who wants it's on film.
Who the fuck cares about Two Nights Roses says Denise loves Rob? Who the fuck cares?
And it's on film.
I hate so bad when like girls are like, well, the reason I got this tramp stamp is because it resembles... right. Like a butterfly or something. They always get butterflies right here. Like, you got it because Drew Barrymore had it, and that's why you have it. There's no meaning to it at all.
I didn't know she had that.
You have the shittiest tattoos, but at least they mean something.
Not sure what they mean. Dude, I was out with the most normalest couple yesterday. I would have been a great husband most yesterday, normalist. Dude. I went out with Mandy. I wasn't on a fucking cocaine bender. I was like the most normalest guy in the world. I wasn't getting pissed at nobody. I was with her, Kiki, her new boyfriend, which is like her fifth in 2 days. And another guy, his wife, and a baby. And there's actually a picture of me holding the baby. And I'm showing them, I'm showing them the tattoos. And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, these are the best tattoos. And I actually convinced like these professionals that nice tattoos are pretty much... Like, you keep, like, one arm in one spot, good for good tattoos, but there has to be meaning behind tattoos. And roses and hearts, they are for fags.
Hannah has the shittiest,
except for that rose on your
awesomest
hand, right?
Tattoo I've ever seen.
I'm a fag. It's the price is right.
Hannah's tattoo fucking sucks, but
but it's great.
The reason behind it is awesome.
Look at it.
Hannah has
you
a tattoo of Finland on his belly, and everything is spelled so poorly.
Different inks.
And
the
we
guy
knocked
ran
it,
out of ink.
No, we knocked it over because I knocked it over.
Great.
So then we only had red ink left. So half of the map is red and the other half is black, and some shit spelled wrong and crossed out.
And when the guy was doing the tattoo, you know how they usually use a spray gun to wipe it down?
Yeah.
He was pouring Jack Daniels on it and wiping it down.
Wasting it.
It was great.
Wasting it.
What's his name? Everybody asked me what his name was. I can't remember.
U-Haul.
U-Haul.
U-Haul. Yeah.
U-Haul. U-Haul.
It's like Finnish. J-O. I forget.
I was browsing the internet the other night, and I saw you. I saw you introducing to the Roast Rock concert.
You like that?
Bit jealous, wasn't there? But yeah, it was cool.
Shit, yeah. I need to see it.
I'm a bit jealous you didn't call me out.
Yeah, speaking and also, ladies and gentlemen, me and Seth made a few t-shirts, and we call it Wizard Sleeve. Bam and Seth's Wizard Sleeve. And the first shirt is a gay biker, and it says, I'm gay, you're gay, and your dad's a faggot. And then
faggot spelled wrong.
Yeah, and faggot spelled wrong. And then I have another one that has an old Lamborghini Countach peeling out that says going places. So
it's perfect.
You could order them right now.
from where?
You got anything free around here?
I don't know. How do you get them?
No, you can order them on your MySpace account or on your website update. There's a link to the third store.
I think you guys have your own Wizard Sleeve MySpace.
Yeah.
I just learned. Yeah, I got a whole pamphlet. Where the fuck is my bitch at? I got a whole pamphlet. Wizard shit.
It's Wizard Tees.
I literally just got a whole pamphlet. I just had a meeting and it literally says, like, what you can go to and order what off of what.
Yeah. So you went to the note today?
Yeah, I had a meeting.
Wait to hear this. We did a commercial for the note, and I went to Donnie dead serious, and I'm like, hey, man, we did a commercial, like a legit commercial, and, you know, we're going to play it on MMR and all that stuff, so take a listen. And I played this. It's like the worst piece of shit ever.
Sounds like a fucking worked on it. Supermarket commercial.
Me, Jess, and Bose, and Missy sang too. Go ahead.
The new WC.com. Come check out the menu. Got hot eats mixed with treats. Live entertainment.
So bad.
So come down and enjoy the fun. Cause it's fucking awesome.
The note located on 142
in Texas, where it's at. What did Donnie think of that when he heard that? In seriousness.
But dude, if
were
that
you
actually,
like, I already bought the ad spots yeah, on MMR. And
that's sucked. Dude, if that actually played on MMR, I'd have to stab myself.
Did you tell a story about how you took a life insurance policy out on your brother? Did you already tell a story?
And he's like, he calls me up. He's like, hey, Jess, do you want to go fishing with me alone?
Tell
like,
a story,
like,
man.
Like either one of us.
I don't remember that good. You told me. You know it. I don't remember that good. It's a brilliant story. From the beginning.
I had Phil call up Jess dead serious and be like, yo, Jess, do you know anything about, like, Bam taking out, like, this life insurance policy out on you? And Jess was like, huh? What? Yeah, he took it out. And, like, I don't know. He gets, like, $2 million or something if like, you're dead. You know? He's like, what? Really? And then he totally thinks I put a life insurance policy out on him. And then I have Phil hangs up. And then Phil's like, all right, I did the call. So then I call Jess 5 minutes later. I'm like, hey, buddy, what's going on? Hey, man, you want to go fishing? He's like, You never asked me to go fishing. Like,
you want to go fishing
in the woods, you and me alone?
You want to go fishing with me alone?
Don't tell anyone you're going.
Right after Phil just talked to him for 10 minutes about a life shirt.
The whole ride home the night before, you're sitting there talking to him about how you want to take Scarlett.
Yeah, then you're sitting there like,
dude,
one kid.
Such a cooler dad.
I was like, you already have two kids. Let me just have one. Like, you already have two. Let me get one. he's really trying to defend himself. He's like, no, man, like, you can't just take my kid. Like, yeah, but you already have two.
I was
of
like
them,
trying
like,
to reason
did
with
you
him.
Think
like,
he was
just make
group.
Your own, man.
Did you
it's so easy. You're already halfway there.
That's like, but she already lives here.
Did you think he was on Gorilla Logic again?
Yeah. Jess is like, but she lives here, though. I'm like, yeah, but she could live at my house now. Like, she's already used to, like, living here. And I'm like, no, come on, Jess.
Reason with you.
I was drunk as fuck, and he was drunk as fuck. So
we just saw
just,
witchcraft.
Like, trying to make logic of it. Just
in
like,
the backwoods church.
Gorilla Logic. Two brothers having Gorilla Logic at its finest.
I just can't believe that you believed me.
Dude, he told me the story next day. Jess,
enough to defend himself.
You're pretty convincing when you're loaded.
I wasn't cracking a smile at all. I was like, Jess, what the fuck, man? Like, you already have two kids. You have another one on the way. Let me just have Scarlett. What's the big deal? No, man, you can't. Why not?
I'd probably believe you. You said that, too.
I was so drunk, I would have believed anything you said.
When he says you with a serious face, like, it's believable. You know what I mean? Because you just don't crack a smile, but I can see where he'd believe him on
and
that.
And he keeps going with it.
And he's got Gorilla Logic, too. So, yeah.
I think I went on with it for maybe... The whole ride from Philadelphia to home, which is
an hour
and maybe 10 minutes. I'm just talking to Jess. That's it. Jess, seriously.
Jess changed the subject
seven times. I think Maggie, I can't believe
how long he stays on it.
Wait,
know?
Didn't the other one already come out?
I think Manny's up there working the problem out. You think so?
I hope.
Situate. It's your wife, man. Situate this shit.
Yeah, and we're supposed to go to Apocalyptica tonight, so...
No, it's next Monday.
You're an idiot! You said that twice!
They called me back. Call Tom Fury and holler at him.
Man.
That's Tom Fury.
So it's not tonight?
It's next.
Alright, you know what? That kind of makes me happy because I'm a bit hungover and I wasn't in the mood to drive to Philadelphia.
Well, we're in the mood to go to the Node after this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Like, right there.
You going to play some songs over there?
Me?
I want that best crown.
Yeah, let's do it tonight. Yeah, there's supposed to be Bam's iPod night on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right after this show.
Nothing but Pete Daugherty, CKY.
Yeah, but the problem
Baby
is
Shambles.
Is it's been open for
rocks.
2 weeks, and every Monday there's been like a cool show that I couldn't miss. So,
well, tonight you
the
can.
The last one was
Monday
the
is...
Kooks that I had to go to.
Oh, she didn't invite me to. Thanks.
Why would he?
Because he was pissed at me. Exactly. Why would anyone want to take me anywhere? But anyways, next Monday, honestly, next Monday is Apocalypse.
You were off holding babies
at TRL, whatever the fuck the place is called.
Oh, man. Hey, Chad, can you go on YouTube on that and play it?
Yeah, let me try. You want to play this Turbo?
Well, I want to play track 10 on Turbo Negro.
The new one?
But after this song's done, I want to play this YouTube clip about how much an idiot Spencer Pratt is. God.
Who's that?
I don't know. But, like, if there... I hate him so bad that, like, if there was an interview on, like, a magazine, like, I would have to read the whole thing just to find out more of how much of a douchebag
he
is.
Why is he an idiot? Well, who is he? What's he doing?
He told Letterman, he's like... I don't go out to the club unless they give me $100,000. Like,
fuck you.
Yeah. And Letterman's like, you get $100,000? How? And then
I've never heard your name.
He asked his chick, who's the chick? Heidi something?
Yeah,
Heidi. Yeah, she's in the back room and she's like, yeah, Spencer's the man. And Letterman's like, at what? Letterman's like trying to figure out
he's like,
I don't even know why you're even on my show. How did you get this? Like,
you know,
how did you get on my show? Like, what do you do that's successful?
Did you put
like
on a show or something?
I mean, he's on the hills, but
That fucking show.
Yeah.
But, fuck all of them. I hope they like, die tonight.
Yeah, he gets paid to be on the hills, but like,
fuck.
I guess he manages like
I get paid for that.
He's going to manage
dick. Wow.
The next Jay-Z.
Yeah,
he's
he
like
goes
12.
Yeah, he's like,
right.
Yeah, this kid's 12. He's the next Jay-Z, and he's already better than Jay-Z at 12.
No one will ever be better than Jay-Z.
Spencer
best
Pratt
rapper
said
alive.
That. Spencer Pratt.
Is Spencer Pratt white?
Better.
Yeah, dude.
He'll never be Jay-Z. No one will be Jay-Z. He writes. He doesn't even write lyrics.
You should
fucking
hear how much that dude gets.
Well, dude, I'm seriously like I understand.
Let's
like,
get
what, dude, he pisses me off so bad that
I'm
really
pissed right now
like
about
I want to know more about him. Just
see,
so
man,
I can. I'm loving the hate right now.
Yeah, Spencer. Someone get Spencer. Call us.
Is this him? Here he is.
Dave fires up the grill and skewers Heidi Montag's boy toy.
You're the one causing a lot of the trouble. On the show, you're a dope. Are you really a...
Is that blonde from the hill?
What the hell are they talking about?
This is like a...
it's coming on, guys.
Entertainment thing. It's not the real thing.
Give us a second.
Let's find it and play this Turbo Negro song.
I can find it.
Turbo Negro it is.
Whoa, what song is it, Jam?
Track 10.
Jam.
All that I know is that it's fucking great.
Yeah.
All right, Turbo Negro, Radio Bam, she's coming for you.
Open wide so tight, driven out of doubt.
thing
on, how the fuck you say it? Is it serious? On Sirius 28 Faction.
Yep. So last night it was my birthday and I drank an entire bottle of Crown Royal.
Sorry, I missed it.
I told Donnie that that somebody wrote in the bathroom John and Kate plus 8. You know that show?
Oh, that show.
So, but he knows I'm obsessed with it. So he's like, it was you. I'm like, no.
What's that mean? What's
it's a show.
So I don't know, man. Somebody just spray painted John and Kate plus 8 on the bathroom wall. He's like, you did it. It was you.
Didn't he accuse you of putting that bomb in Westchester too?
There was a bomb threat in Westchester, and Donnie's like, dude, you should really consider turning yourself in. Apparently, it was a real bomb, dude. Like,
you think a college kid did it or like a?
No, I think it's Taliban-y members.
Why would they come to Westchester?
You talked to the cop in was at Don Gabriel's. Talking to some cop all wasted. You're like, so was it a frat boy or Taliban-y?
Was it a Taliban-y member or was it a frat boy?
What'd the cop say?
He's like, he didn't know either, but he said that the bomb was so big that it was
professional, real professional.
That if the bomb went off and it, like, the fire got to the cars, it would have blew up the whole fucking parking garage.
Like, the car's gas tank.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So is that a professional?
Holy shit, where did that come from?
Pass it around.
It is my beeswax.
We gotta do birthday.
Who's targeting Westchester?
I don't know.
Like, of all the places.
I am.
Like, Osama bin Laden's like, dude. All right, we're getting New York City, we're getting Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Westchester. Like, why?
I was just talking about it. Do you really think Osama bin Laden's dead? Because he's fucking on dialysis, all kinds of
things. No, he's in the northern Chinese mountains right by Mongolia.
You swear you know this. But that is such bullshit.
They say he's in Pakistan.
I have him painted all over the place.
Yeah.
How would I not know?
Apparently he's on the Sixers.
On the garage, yeah. And then right here I have Osama bin Laden with the Van Halen t-shirt.
He's the fucking shit. Where'd he go?
Right there, right there.
I don't see it.
No, look.
Right in their front door.
See?
Front
look.
Door.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Show it to Novak.
Let's see.
Novak, look.
He's got a Van Halen shirt on.
That was fresh.
I saw that photo. Like, who
fresh
is that
out of high
guy?
School.
It looks like a weird Jesus picture.
That's what you got that.
Look like Jesus with a big nose.
Out of the Santa movie, that whole package. Shit.
Osama's quote was, see, you Americans love life like we love death.
Oh, awesome.
Cheers to Osama.
Hard A.
Osama bin Jesus.
In that case, there's nothing worth living for.
We got somebody on the phone who was stuck in a bathroom without toilet paper for half an hour.
Let's talk to him.
What's his name? Chuck?
Let's talk to Chuck.
New York.
Yo, Chuck.
Chuck had to leave. This is Anthony. I was also involved with this. I'm actually the reason he couldn't get any toilet paper. He had to go take a crap. We work at a restaurant, right? And it's fairly popular, but we only it's called California Tacos. It's just a little place in Omaha, Nebraska.
It's in Omaha.
It's actually pretty popular. But like, he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, okay, fine. We have the bathroom. It's in the next door room and everything. He's over there forever. And like, he calls my cell phone and he's like, hey, there's no toilet paper and there's no paper towels. I need you to run something over to me. I'm like, okay. I completely face it off for a good half hour, 45 minutes. He comes back over and as soon as I see him, he's all pissed off, and I'm like, oh, God, dude, what'd you do? He had to run from the men's over to the women's bathroom with his pants
with
around
a shitty
his
ass.
Yeah, with his shit all over his ass. Like, the odds of him being caught like that are, like,
too.
High, very high. He could have gotten, like, busted hardcore with shit all over his ass. I wish kind of that would have happened, to be honest with you, but...
You don't like him, do you?
Get caught
no,
in the ladies'
right
room
guy,
with
but
shit
I love
all over
his ass. Dude, it was great. This place is responsible for some of the dumbest things like that to happen ever. I swear to God.
California Tacos.
In Omaha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chicago Pizza. It's in Grand Rapids.
You're located in Omaha. So the taco place is in Omaha?
Yeah. Actually, the Food Network.
Isn't there a lot of gangs in Crystal Meth in Omaha?
There's a lot of guys in Crystal Meth on Crystal Meth in Council Bluffs, which is just across the river from us. That's
and there's
such
a lot of gangs
fest.
In Omaha too, right? Like a lot of white boys think they're tough in gangs and shit.
Isn't that banging,
well, there's a lot of
Little Rock?
Something like that. Yeah, banging Little Rock. Yeah, I was in that gang.
You know how far Arkansas is from fucking Nebraska, moron?
Probably like Texas, 8 hours away from everything.
It's quite a ways, actually.
Texas fucking sucks.
It's like two states.
You're just mad because you got arrested.
Yeah, I got arrested there, and I can't get drugs unless I want to travel 8 hours away from where I am. I want 20 minutes delivery.
There's a lot of Mexican gangs here, actually, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah? In Nebraska?
MS-13.
Yeah, like in South Omaha, they're run with them.
MS-13, you ever heard of them?
Disciple Crips.
Shit.
Shipper called me yesterday just to tell me that he shit his pants on the ride home from work.
Ooh, man.
And then he was locked out of his house, so he just had to wipe his ass with his work shirt.
So you just use your socks. Just the witchcraft night, you look at me, you're like, man, I'm kind of pissed off. I've never been drunk enough to shit my pants.
I've never shit my pants.
I feel cheated.
When you woke up at Sun Oil.
Darren, we should say bye. Bus,
yeah,
huh?
Chuck, thanks for calling on that story, Chuck. Man. That was fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
All right. He's gone.
Chuck took our lead. And then,
you don't want to hear in our conversation.
And then the judge's house. Shipper's girlfriend's friend. I forget her name, but she was like wasted. And Mohawk just looks at her and he's like, man, you're a shot and a beer away from sucking a dick right now. She's like,
she agreed.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah. And then she went and fucked Wally from Viking Skull.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, you reminded her that she was a shot and a beer away from sucking a dick. And then she's like, you know what? You're right.
Wally just comes out an hour later and he's like, Jess, do you have any pineapples or
apple juice?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. I need some vitamins.
I'm just like, oh God.
Wally comes out all sweaty. He's like, man, do you have any vitamins?
Mohawk, why didn't you fuck her?
Because she left with Wally.
Would you have fucked her from 1 to 10? What was she?
She looked like a fun time.
You know what? She was probably a 6, but she goes up to an 8 because she was a school teacher.
That helps.
She was tall. She ran around like a rag doll.
Man,
brother.
Why is it that all the school teachers that I know are complete total
We know a couple
slut-bags.
Of them, man. They are
Wally
fucking
was
whores.
Too, all Wally fucks is school teachers.
Yeah.
He named
Dude,
the
I'm
last
not kidding. The only,
they're all school teachers.
Yeah, I know like 3 school teachers, and they would hump this whole room right now.
Dude, I had a second grade teacher blow me one time. And she wouldn't stop, so I put a movie on demand. She sucked my dick throughout the entire fucking movie.
How many times did you come?
The younger they teach, the more whores they are.
Dude, what'd you say?
I said that the younger they teach, the more whores they are.
Definitely.
Dude, I knew this kindergarten teacher, dude. She would, like, rail everybody right now.
Really?
Right here in this room, live on air, I bet.
Rail everybody.
Jesus Christ.
There's porno chicks that, like, bang 100 dudes at once. Is that, like, a pre-K teacher or something?
Well, that's a job.
Teach during
so
the day.
Fuck it. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're getting paid for
that's
that, at least.
That's a career.
Yeah, that's a career. That's not just being a whore. They're getting paid. Fuck it. They're paying mortgages.
I had to take a break between number 60 and 61 just to ice down.
I remember
ice down.
Like, Jesus.
I remember asking fucking Gina Lynn's boyfriend or husband, whatever he is, to her. I'm like, dude, you have all these hot ass bras that are like sucking your dick and fucking you. And of course, you know, you fuck Gina all the time, but like, how do you not come in like 0.2 seconds, you know, because it's like totally different bras. Yeah. And he's like, well, when I'm fucking them and it's on camera, their mind is like on everything but the actual sex part. Like, they're taking phone calls, making nail salon appointments, hair appointments. Like, it's everything but the actual act of fucking.
Speaking of porn, Gina Lynn's filming a porn here this week.
Tell the plot behind
Wait,
that.
Is Chicasso in
no,
this
he's still
Well, she
out.
Keeps bagging
she's in,
yeah,
No. Somebody
gone.
Else is humping her. But
who's humping her?
We're having a big paintball fight outside, and whatever chick gets hit the least amount of times wins the hump set.
So there's gonna be like 18 porno stars here.
Why? You want to play?
I gotta go. I can't.
You can play the paintball game.
I can play
though,
the paintball
right?
game. I can't help nobody. I'm faithful. But I'm saying, listen. How many porn bras are going to be running around the yard?
At least, I don't know, 5, I think.
Babe.
It's going to be an event.
Yeah,
you want to play paintball, fam?
My girl's not even here.
All right.
Dude, I will definitely
let me know off the air what day it is.
Hey,
dude, it's just so weird
though because
like Travis, you know, like he'll tell me like, yeah, we're filming a porn on Monday. If you want to stop by, like. What am I going to do? Just like sip on a beer and like analyze them humping? Yeah, like, oh, sweet, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they're fucking all right.
Do they still?
I don't go over because I feel like it'll just be too weird. Like, what am I going to do? Grab a beer from the fridge and just sit on the couch and watch them bang out?
Yeah, this is your compound. You do what you want. But do they still require the papers?
Yeah.
I can't do that. But if I could, man, I definitely would, man. Because she has to work on Thursday.
Why? Would the Hep B still show up?
No. Well, man, I probably have other things. I don't have AIDS or anything like that, but I know I have herpes.
Hep B's not a big deal, though, right?
I had interferon. That's
gone. What you have,
so
right?
Mandy has that then, too? Then?
Man, shut the fuck up, dude. You don't want to get started on you, motherfucker. I'll make you look like a fucking $2 whore. But yeah, back to what I was saying. Yeah, I will, dude. Thursday she's working, so yeah, I'm here solo, man. I'll play. Yeah.
You just said that you're faithful.
Well, I thought she was behind me, but it was fucking Hannah standing there. I'm not faithful when she's not around, guys. Let's keep that between us.
Hannah, what's it like to fuck?
Hannah,
any good news?
You got any pussy lately?
Still work.
Hannah, did you ever fuck a girl?
Yeah.
Lately. Fuck a girl.
I had some sex. How far does this thing go?
Did she suck? You're good.
Everywhere.
Did she swallow? What'd she do?
Hannah,
what the fuck?
I got the mic, dude. I can hear you.
Well, ask Missy what's going on. Go find out what's up with Missy. Come on, man.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah. Does
it go that far?
Yeah, let's see how far it goes.
How far does it go?
Anywhere you want.
Yeah, but it'll be so unrewarding if it goes out.
Nah.
Because now, like, the anticipation.
It's a good mic.
How many of you jerk offs want a beer?
One. I'm good, Hannah. Yeah, I just want to know about your fuck stories, Fanna.
Yeah. Dude, I don't do anything crazy.
Fanna? I was going to call him Fat Boy or Hannah. I wasn't sure what, so I went with Fanna.
You engaged?
You son of a
bitch. I'm engaged.
You want to play some live CK Live?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yo, we got a show coming up at your bar, Bam.
October 1.
I know. Halloween.
Is that the grand opening?
You know what? It's
grand
almost
opening?
Sold out. So,
is it 30
so
and 31?
So get your
tag?
Fucking tickets now, ladies and gentlemen.
30 and 31.
Can I get a ticket?
All You're ages two is shows. 30 and then 21 and up is 31.
Yeah, it's the first time CKY has played in over a year.
Yeah,
dude. High five that, Chad.
It's seriously almost sold out.
Brother. Jess, Gretch.
30th and 31st.
By the way, Will Pendarvis needs to get a lot of recognition, man. Without Will Pendarvis, Faction 28 never would have happened. Tony Hawk's show never would have happened. Bam's show never would have happened. Sirius needs to realize how important Will Pendarvis is. But carry on with the music.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I'm thinking... All right, let's see here. Let's hear Escape from Hellview. That's track 4.
This is live
What's
from
the song
Mr. about
Smalls? Hairline I always thought about?
Jess, can you get this CD? It's a DVD.
Gonna get me again.
Yeah, it's a DVD CD.
Sinking to the Underground.
Where do you get it at?
You could get it at, there's some live shit on iTunes.
I sell it, too.
You Novak's got a couple.
I got a few copies.
No shit.
All right, what track is it?
Track 4, Escape from Hellview.
Soundgarden in Baltimore. All
right. Live CKY, Radio Band, Series 28 Faction.
Faction. We'll be right back.
right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
CKY Live.
Fuck yeah.
Get your tickets now for the Halloween show in Westchester. TheNoteWC.com.
Shut up.
WC.com. Come check out the menu. We got hot eats, liquid treats. Live entertainment.
When Donnie heard that, was he just like, you're a fucking idiot?
We like harmonize.
You just wake up to realize how you can ruin Donnie's day, don't you?
What did he say after?
Yeah, that's how it is. WC.com.
Come check out the menu.
Got the menu.
So horrible. Listen to the keyboard.
It's like, come down and enjoy the fun. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese.
The Note, located at 142.
I'll put that on iTunes.
Yeah, man.
Dude. I love the narration you did at the end. Like, The Note is located
is the
at
CKY
142.
Show, yeah, totally. Is the CKY show the official grand opening of The Note?
Fuck yeah,
as far
Chad.
As I'm concerned.
So it's going to be like a kick.
You're bringing it hot,
fuck
man.
Yeah. Seth's going to do the Halloween-y theme there.
Monster cock.
He's gonna
you said weenie.
Whenever I get sad, I just think about when Hannah's dog came up to his clothes pile and pissed all over it. And then we had to go to the school bus and he just wore pissy clothes to the bus.
I'm glad I could be such a positive part of your life.
That's a good thing, though, Hannah. You can write up someone's day with your sad story. That's
apparently
brilliant.
I'm funny.
Hannah, dude.
That's brilliant.
Hannah's banned from the school bus when we were in school because...
Banned?
Yeah, because he would always bring in this orange, and he would the school bus. He would unpeel this orange, and he would always leave the orange peel all over the seat. And the bus driver caught on. She's like, every time we come in, she'd be like, she would go through Hannah's bag to find the orange.
You're eating oranges again, Hannah.
You're eating oranges again.
No, Mrs. R. every motherfucker day, she parked that bitch and have to clean up a whole fucking bunch.
Why did you?
You know what the shittiest part about the whole thing is? I'm in school right now for being a bus driver.
Yeah, Hannah's gonna be a bus driver starting November.
Now there's gonna be
bus driver.
He says school driver, but he's gonna pick up like ninth graders and eighth graders and shit.
Some little bastard gonna have to backhand and I'm gonna get fired.
Remember when there was a blizzard happening in the dead of winter at 7 in the morning and we're waiting at the school bus, at the bus stop, and Hannah just walks up and his clothes are steaming.
Ew,
we're like, dude,
man.
We're
smoking like a fucking
what happened?
Freight train.
He's like, well, I didn't have any fucking clothes. The only thing that I had was in the washing machine. I forgot to put it in the dryer, so like I just had to rock it. Like,
some of us did our own laundry, you little son of a bitch.
It's like 10 degrees out. He's wearing wet ass clothes.
No, and it was shorts.
Yeah. You had shorts on. Yeah.
Were you freezing your small dick off?
Wet.
Did you just say I have a small dick?
Dude, I got a bigger dick than Jay.
I bet you. Yeah, that is
Jay,
wow.
Dick off right now. Stand up.
That's
come on.
Amazing.
Dick off.
Dick off.
Look, he's scared. I
know he's scared.
I win. Everyone knows I beat Gene and Dick off. Everyone say thank you. You heard the man, Novak. Say it, everyone. One, two, three.
You.
You're the man.
Has anybody else here ever lost to Gene and Dick off?
No.
Dude, I always said, man, I measured these two hard-ons, man.
Who won, man?
Novak won by a centimeter.
I won by a softy and a hardy, right?
It was four and a half inches.
Jeez. 4.5-inch hard dick?
No. How does your fucking, how does your Marine War does girlfriend take me having a bigger dick than you?
Jeez,
tell
is that
me.
Why you always turn around the bronze dick?
Tell me. She probably wants to fuck me now, doesn't she?
Yeah, but you know what? His girl dumped him less than your girl's dumped you.
Yeah, because I'm smart. I know how to treat them bitches.
He was talking about G.
Remember when we were skating the ramp and we all held G down and forced him to wipe his ass so we could take bets on how much poop was on the toilet?
What happened? What was this?
I was like, dude,
recently?
Wipe your ass right now. I bet you there's
there's poop on it. I bet you after a midday wipe, there's poop all over your
butt. I bet you right now.
And he wiped his ass and there's a big shit stain on the toilet.
I bet you right now. 1, 2, 3.
We should have a midday wipe.
4, 5, 6, 7.
We should have a midday wipe contest.
Right now. I bet you four people.
We don't have time right now, but we'll have to do it next show.
I bet you four people have ass streak shit stains
next
on their
toilet
paper. Next week. Everybody here is
midday wipe. Midday wipe contest.
Midday wipe contest next week, 7 p.m.
So you can get the most poop.
So we go into your the note. Gonna go.
I think the more the better.
Hey, can I play a guilty pleasure? Being we have to leave. I really like Tori Amos.
What the fuck?
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm into it.
I met her.
I don't care what anybody says.
Don't end the show.
It's my guilty pleasure.
Novak's the only one fighting with you.
Don't end the show on that.
No, you gotta hear it.
Gina would be happy.
It's good.
Yeah. For who?
Track 3, it's awesome. Bouncing
off
the cloud.
Are you
fucking kidding me? Dude, it makes me happy. Listen.
Novak.
It makes me happy.
Yeah, you've been seeing a psychiatrist lately?
Listen. This isn't it.
Novak. Happy days.
That's not your dick.
I want to end it on a Tori Amos note.
I can't believe it.
Right, we're going to the note if you want to see it.
It's my guilty pleasure.
Go to the note.
You got 30 of guilty pleasures, man.
Listen to it.
We're going
to
play Tori Amos all night at the note.
Yeah, why not?
Halloween Eve, Halloween night.
She's good.
Shut up. Listen.
Yeah.
Bam's
the note, WC.com.
Here we go.
WC.com.
DreamSellerTheBook.com.
Ben Marcher.
Bye.
Is there
that's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.